Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we bring in Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Heather, we have a few things to talk about this week, namely the reports from USDA. We'll get to those in a moment. First of all, give us the numbers from yesterday. Where did we end on April Fool's Day compared to the prior week?
Yeah, April Fool's Day for sure. So we were hoping that it was just a joke, but overall, week over week, corn really did have the hardest week out of everyone. May corn off 16.5 cents for the week. Deese corn off 18.25 cents. If you look at the bean side of things, actually had a good week on beans. Up 8.25 on the old crop beans. Up 10.5 on new crop beans. So a good week for beans. Even wheat. Kansas City new crop July wheat board posting 5.25 cent gain week over week. So corn really did take the cake, I guess, as far as the loser for the week. Definitely nice to get some premium into the bean market, though.
All right. Well, let's talk about the old crop situation report, especially in reference to the March 1st stocks report. Where do you see the grain stocks, and how does that affect our marketing plan here, Heather?
Yeah, well, stocks as of this report on corn are extremely high compared to what we normally see this time of year. Which basically tells you that there hasn't been very much old crop corn marketing up until this point. There's been some, but it's definitely not keeping pace with where we typically are. With that said, there's a lot of corn out there. So the incentive for the market to pay up for corn, it's just not there. So what we're seeing is probably going to be some continued pressure on that old crop corn market for sure going forward. And then as we get into the summertime, with that old crop corn, if it starts to hit the market all at once prior to, you know, like 2 months prior to harvest or something like that, I would expect to see another downturn on corn. And then for that sake, if it's hitting the market real fast and in a consolidated range here in the state, we're probably going to see basis widen out significantly into late summer. Now, if you look at beans and wheat, here's the thing. We've got a lot of beans produced in the country this 2015 crop year. The stocks on beans were actually at the very bottom end of the range, if not slightly below the range of what was expected for stocks on beans. Because we've had this increase in soybean processing in the last couple months, because soy meal and soy oil, especially the oil, has taken off to kind of replace some of the other outside oils. So the bean stocks weren't quite as high as we were expected. That is a good thing for nearby bean marketing. If we've got bean sales to catch up on for old crop, we've definitely been given an opportunity here. But still, if you look at the long run here, we've still got a lot of beans on hand for a demand that hasn't grown any this year. So we're going to have surplus beans, and it's going to end up kind of into a similar situation as corn if a lot of beans are held through to late summer.
What about the prospective plantings now? Do you think marketing corn is going to be, is there going to be a hitch there with so many acres that were reported in that prospective plantings report?
You know, corn has really had a lot of bearish news come out today for it. And, you know, if you've committed to corn already this year, there's not much changes you can make if you've already got fertilizer on and things like that. And I think once you've kind of made that decision, you know, you've made the decision based on business facts and business sense for the farm, and you've decided on acres, you've put fertilizer on, it's almost one of those things you need to continue to commit to it and make sure you've got your marketing plan aligned with what you're planting. I do think on corn, it's going to be a rough year. We had the acres come out this week, or yesterday, or excuse me, Thursday, at 93.6 million acres. That's up by over 5.5 million acres from last year. That's a pretty significant change. We also had announcement this week that China's going to start selling off their surplus corn stocks in October. So we've got those two things going against us in corn. The thing about this March report is it's a good baseline starting point for, you know, where the market's trading on production for the next crop year coming on. However, between now and June, we always see changes. Total acres usually go up a little bit because somebody decides to plant more corn or beans. And it's usually marginal ground, so production doesn't change a whole lot. But we do see, after the March reports, people start to make knee-jerk reactions, and so by the time we get to June report, our acres have varied a little bit. It's not going to change too terribly much this year, I don't think, because there is so much corn on corn that's already been fertilized and ready to go. But it's going to change a little bit. I think our biggest opportunity that, you know, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd have said, oh, beans, I just can't take it anymore, you know. Well, you know, you sit here today and you look what the market did this week, and we're at 933 and a quarter futures on November beans. Chad, I don't even know the last time we had a 930. So I think this is a huge opportunity for everyone that's had beans in their plan all along and that, you know, have this number, this new 933 futures working into their averages and working into their market plan. I think this is a gift that we definitely all need to be taking advantage of. These are great levels. So whatever we have in bean production this year is probably going to make us money, and we're going to feel pretty good about it at the end of the day. There is a little bit of upside probably still left on beans, but in general, the acreage isn't down very much compared to last year. It's just down significantly compared to where corn is, and that's the big kicker, is the relationship between the corn and bean acres this year. There's some opportunity on beans. I think corn's going to be fairly rough. If you feel like you're overexposed and you need some protection, then you need to be talking with an advisor, someone who consults on your marketing plan and get more protection on. You know, there's some affordable ways to put some options on out there, short-dated stuff or averaging contracts that can really help benefit your farm operation.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the insight. Have a good weekend, okay, Heather?
Thanks, you too, Chad.
All right, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.